Welcome to the Ice Cream in Danger podcast, a show where we typically discuss weird topics and ridiculous situations, but this week we're going to be changing it up. To close out 2019, the Ice Cream in Danger crew is going to be discussing their favorite episodes. My name is Casey, and I'll be your host. Joining me this week is Kat, Ewan, and Matt. So get comfy with your favorite frozen treat and question your safety, and let's get started. All right, so we're going to start with Catherine. What is your favorite episode that Ice Cream in Danger has put out?
I knew you were going to hit me first. Weirdly enough, I actually think it's the Gunner Dome episode. I just giggled all the way through that whole episode of madness.
That one was pretty good.
I did. Yeah.
See, I would have also gone for Gunner Dome, but I can't give him that kind. Can't let Gunner ruin the earth be a favorite episode from me. He's too ridiculous as is.
I mean, but yeah. I think that one followed closely by Eggs, a pirate case.
Oh, that one.
I really enjoyed that one.
I love that one,
too.
But damn, Eggs was a rough time for me. I didn't come out looking too hot. Come out looking like some sort of fucking deformed pirate man.
Well, I think it's because it's not even 5 minutes in when I've decided that you need to go out the vacuum seal.
Yeah, you just airlock me within seconds. You're like, you know what? He didn't do the fucking dishes this week when I got home, so fuck that guy.
Right.
When I was listening to that and she decided you had to go, I was like, I approve this decision.
I knew you would.
I was going to say, Matt's like wholeheartedly like, yeah, go for it, girl.
You go, girlfriend.
You shoot that piece of shit out the airlock.
You made the right decision. Don't you let them tell you you didn't.
Get rid of that fucking dumbass.
He stepped out on you.
So obviously that is not my favorite episode for that reason. But you know, it's
all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks to that it barely didn't make the cut.
Yep. As soon as he was like, it's imprinted on Ewan, and I was like, oh man, I wonder how Kat's going to feel about this. Airlock, I was like, she made the right choice.
I tried to do my due diligence, man. I tried to feel it out and see if he was salvageable.
What due diligence was done in that?
Well, she had to act quickly.
Maybe a little too quickly.
Not all choices can be made on emotion, Ewan.
If I would have acted quicker, you would have actually gotten out the air seal and then we wouldn't have wrecked Earth. So, just saying.
I would have liked some of her decisions to be emotion-based, Matt. That's all. Just maybe one time.
Nope.
Judging how our adventures typically go, I'm pretty sure we still would have crashed that space station.
Yeah. I mean, probably. Like, we could have all gotten on with the alien, and I'm sure there's some booze would have been involved, and we'd just fucking rocket that thing nosedive style into the Earth.
I've been drunk off my ass and been like, hey, alien, you ever pilot a space station before? And I'm like, no.
I haven't.
I'm like, today you're going to learn.
I love that you piloted it with a ship's wheel.
Right. That he made.
Yeah. To this day, that's still the only way I know how to drive a space station.
Yeah. Been taking classes.
No, actually, that's why I don't know any other way.
That's how I crashed.
He keeps going to class and he's just like, why are we simulating this on boats?
Yeah, he's like, classes, you say? What a great idea.
Space is so much different than water.
There's more than two directions I can go. What the fuck?
You did point that out, though. You're like, it's really weird that you're using the ship's wheel to navigate a three-dimensional space as opposed to a two-dimensional space.
It only held you up for like 1 second where you're like, yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
The logistics aren't going to get in the way.
If it was going to end on Earth, it didn't matter, did it?
I think what got me for Eggs was the sound you made while perched on his shoulder.
Dude, the bit we put in at the end where, like, we fucking had the piano playing and then, like, Ewan gives his monologue and then Gunner just, like, imitates the noise and it cuts. So good. I'm going to give props to Mike on that. So Mike was in episode 2, but he's been doing a lot of the post-production for the show. And he's the one that kind of touched up that tidbit at the end. He just nailed it. It was fantastic.
I don't know you, Mike, but I love you.
He's a good guy.
Yep. Can I have my babies any day?
That's such a intimate thing to say to someone that you've never met.
If that doesn't sum Matt up, I don't know what will.
That kind of brings it back to the Thunderdome episode, because like Matt was 100% willing to marry all of those people that he never met.
I know. Him, oh my God. That's the thing everyone tells me they love about it, is the how furious I am. That's their only option. There's no other choice. They both have to marry 50 people and bring them into their home. There was no other way that anything...
I had multiple homes in that scenario.
Yeah, Matt took out several loans.
All in their names, yeah. Let me tell you.
If that bank is still open, which I highly doubt it is, I would like to know the name of that bank, because apparently they just hand out money.
Dude, the line that gets me is like, I didn't even hear it when we were recording it, but listening back, is when Matt's just like, well, I'm not taking anybody who's not making six figures or some shit. It's a good thing I didn't hear it, because it'd blow.
I mean, if I have 200 to pick from, you know, one of them's got to be a banker somewhere.
Right? You'd hope.
Maybe.
I would hope.
Oh, also, as the listeners have probably noticed, Gunner is not on this episode. So the first episode he's not been a part of. He's currently tied up traveling for work, so he was unable to
bring his guns.
Is it really the first one Gunner hasn't made?
Yes.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Dude, Casey Mommy did it. Fucking outlasted him. Outlasted the vampire.
Yeah, we did. Fucking I mean, dude. That would be real unfortunate if the host didn't outlast him.
You've done great. In the background, you hear doors kicked in and Gunner takes over somebody's mic.
I heard y'all needed guns. It's like nobody asked.
Yeah. What's your favorite episode? Oh, an episode I pull out my gun, I kill it.
You've always got to have your safety gun, man.
How many hearts does the episode have? Can I eat them all?
Straight back, man, to the cult episode.
He fucking destroyed me in that cult episode, man. Damn. Every other minute of just like, he flip-flopped so fast on so many key issues.
I think he just wanted domination. It didn't matter which issue was going to get him to the top. He was about it, because it was going to take him to the top.
I really felt like my issues were pretty overbearing, so I was willing to back off a little bit, but he loved it. You know, he sat down in the boardroom and he just ran with it. He was so happy with the sheep
idea. He and Steve, man, they made that happen.
It's a natural born leader / murderer.
One of the best lines Gunner delivers about Steve in that episode, by the way. It's just like, I am high-key afraid of Steve.
Right? Oh, man. I also love our interaction where it's just like, Gunner, he's like, I have two armies. I was like, you don't have two armies. We just formed a treaty. Don't fuck this up. And he's like, that's fair. Yeah. Like, immediately gains the illusion of more power. And he's just like, I will destroy all of you. He's like Zim, like from Invader Zim. We're just like, I don't know where he gets this unearned confidence in each adventure, but it helps drive the narrative. Right.
It's from the guns. Oh,
yeah. It's confidence in abundance, man. Dude, he comes in spades.
He is rocket powered narrative fuel, man. Holy fuck!
So what we're trying to say is, Gunner, we miss you and we love you. And eventually, when you listen to this episode,
fuck you.
But come back.
That's so me. Yeah, come. Maybe I come back. We'll give you even more organs.
Maybe I come back.
He already conquered the world. He doesn't need more guns.
We got you AKs and AR-15s.
Well, we also established that like each story is somewhat tied together through the Cosmic Dread episode with the paintings. So
I don't think tie together is what you could call that. It is like shittily glued by a preschooler with like glitter stick or some shit, because that was a shambles. But I love it.
Yeah, that's my definition of tying together. Moving on. Yeah, I would really. I please don't ever come to Arts and Crafts Day at school. Also, I really wish you would stop coming anyway, because it's really weird that you pretend to be my dad.
Ooh.
I've got so much to show you. Teach you so much.
Proper macaroni art.
It's just me steaming, throwing macaroni at a at a canvas full of glue, I think.
At a school that you've been barred from.
Yeah.
Get off the campus. They'll never learn the true meaning of art. Get back in your handcuffs.
I'm not coming to pick you up from that. Like, when you get arrested for whatever that is, you won't bail me out
when I'm trying to teach the younger generations about
art. I feel like at best, she would mail them a check.
So leave them alone.
You can't leave the future alone.
All right, so Ewan, what was your favorite ice cream in Danger Adventure?
I think I'm going to throw a wild card out there on this one. I think my favorite, and it's purely for selfish reasons, is definitely the doppelganger episode, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to go there.
Dude, how could I not? Everyone else is like, well, Gunner's trying to fucking raise children to look after this robot prisoner at the bottom of his pool. I'm just fucking doing rad skateboard tricks, dude. What's not to love about that?
It's such a selfish choice. rad skateboard tricks. It's not the plot, not the narrative, not the crazy shit we just made up on the fly, but it's like, I got to ride a skateboard in that one. That one's pretty lit.
You don't understand, though. Like, I got to hear about this episode later on in the car, and he was so happy with what he'd been able to do.
I was like, Kat's like, oh, that sounds hilarious. I was like, yeah, but I did this cool skateboard. Like, the whole time, she's like, the story was funny? I'm like, yeah, probably. I don't know. But, like, me on the skateboard, dude, wow.
Oh yeah, as soon as someone threw out the word skateboard assassin, you're just like, somebody give me some new jeans.
My life goals have been realized.
Just have some spare pants ready to go. I need them now. Yeah. They're full. Yeah, I just thought the whole episode was ridiculous. Because like at first I was like, was that funny? I mean, like, I was just like, was that really that fun? And then listening back to it, holy fuck, like, you, Rebecca, just Gunner's superpower is to have a bat. A baseball bat. Yeah. Gunner's superpower is $4 in a Walmart, you know?
Hey, and brainwashing. Yeah, and like, brainwashing. Had to indoctrinate that crap.
Brainwashing children that he spawned, I guess. I feel like, I mean, the cult episode, he's already doing that anyway.
I just wish I could remember that episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what you did there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too many layers.
We're just going to leave it at that. That way, you know, whoever hasn't listened to that episode, go listen to it so you get the joke. Yeah.
Casey's just like, you know, this is a great third episode.
Yeah. It's really weird that we made two episodes and now we're already doing a closeout for the year talking about the episode. Yeah.
Pretty fucking arrogant, guys. Yeah. Dude, I think this is so... Oh, man. Yeah, that whole fucking episode cracks me up, dude.
Yeah, Kat easily had the best superpower.
You mean Rebecca?
Yeah.
Well, is the cat lady after my heart, man.
Yeah, the cat lady. Yeah.
I thought that was fucking hilarious. Surfing a wave of cats.
That was the part I was most excited about. When Ewan was trying to go on and on about his fire skateboard, I was like, but the cats, man, the cats.
Yep. As soon as I heard that someone gained the power to control cats, I was like, that person wins.
I didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was all right. I think that was second to the skateboarding thing for me, really.
No way.
Like, if I had to be...
Giant cat Megazord is second to...
The Megazord Ollie's pretty man. Good. The fact that she is revealed to be the real villain as well. Dude, like, this is what I mean. We should just write movie scripts. Like, M. Night, he directed the shit out of this.
Oh, man. Just some behind-the-scenes stuff for our listeners. So, almost every episode, I have to cut out a chunk where we just talk about how we should keep writing movies. Like, it's always like a 5 to 10 minute chunk. It's like, man, we are so good at this.
It's pretty fucking arrogant. It's usually me and Gunnar just being arrogant as fuck.
Yeah. Another fun fact is, like, every time we make an episode, like, how we come up with the topics is usually the day of, and we think of just something completely ridiculous, and we're like, all right, whatever, it has to work. We're going to roll with it. And somehow we make it to the end. And, man, when I go back to edit this stuff, I'm just like, man, I have no idea how we even, like, I kind of had like a rough idea of where we would go or
like 10%
how the plot points would lay out. Yeah, exactly. It's pretty, I'm glad that played into the last episode as well, because I have legitimately 10% of an idea, and where we end up is just
at any given moment
usually awesome but chaotic.
Yeah. I don't think we've had, I think we've had like one good resolution so far to our scenarios. The rest is just,
which one was that?
Thunderdome, I think, got a good resolution. Gunner just killed everyone.
Did it?
Yeah. What?
That wasn't a good resolution.
Like, story-wise, you know, it wraps up nicely. Matt was just chilling, dude. He was a fucking, he was Gunner's little pet. He was having a whale of a time.
Actually, yeah. So, Catherine, what I think Ewan means is not a good resolution, but a resolution in general.
Right? That's the only thing he can mean.
Did I say good I meant ending.
Yeah. Just because what was it? Cosmic Dread and a Painter Misled. Yeah. I actually had to go back and just record by myself the ending, because like we just went off on a tangent, and like when I went back to edit it, I was just like, oh shit, we didn't make an ending.
God, fuck me every time with you people.
I thought the ending was us in the home again.
This is too dark, man.
You mean in the insane asylum?
I mean I call it home, you call it what you will.
Oh, I get it now. Tracking.
Good. I call it home. Damn.
And this is how your 10% of an idea turns into what it is, because you just get four other people with manic attitudes and chaos, and there
I
you
think
go.
It's mostly Gunnar and Matt, if I'm being real honest. I feel way tame by comparison.
Some of the shit they say, yeah.
Holy fuck.
Weirdly enough, because you're off the rails yourself.
That whole Thunderdome episode, I'm like, how am I the voice of reason in this whole fucking situation? Like, in my head, I'm like thinking, oh man, I'll fucking talk about how I get to know them on Facebook, and I'll just be, you know, getting to... Matt and Gunnar are like, we fucking marry every person there. Bring them to the same house. We have fucking harem. It's gonna
not
be
the
right.
Same house. Oh, yeah. Gunnar was the one doing the same house. Yeah. And I was just like, Gunnar, that can't work.
And then Matt.
Yeah, weren't you triangulating with like the tri-state area and some shit?
I started lines? With the four corners, and then like that's where I was gonna start and just spread out from there. But then Gunnar was just like the same home, and I was like, no, stop.
Just being there was terrible. Having to listen to them both big each other up about how fucking great their plan was, while me and Casey were just like, this would not work. Like, you guys are way overthinking this. You just get them all together, you have the talk, and then suddenly everyone just lives happily ever after, knowing that their husband is shared with 49 other people.
Well, I mean, assuming that, like, 25% of them would be down. Out of 200, you still get 50.
Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Science.
You guys were just like, fuck the question and fuck your rules. This is what we're doing.
It jumped so quickly from like, let's maintain a relationship, you know? I was like, oh, well, maybe, you know, some of them were just friends. Nope. Married. Every single one of them.
At least I didn't toss them in the Thunderdome.
Yeah, true. Right. I mean, Casey got the better end of that, man. Dead instantly. Didn't have to live through the horrors that Gunnar would then bring up on
the rise of the first Thunderdome. I imagine he saw it on his way down, you know, cut in half, bleeding out, falling through the air. He sees the Thunderdome come to a halt as the dust begins to settle.
I was running toward it. I was like, oh my God, this one's about to land. Wish me luck, guys.
He's just lying on his back with like binoculars. He's like, this should work, and it just lands straight on his waist.
I just do like the FPS slide with like both my legs out and just get cut in half. I'm like, I made it.
I pictured him when it was happening, standing next to the pool with like a lemonade and some shorts, like a blue shirt, chilling. You know?
None of that exists in that world.
See what?
Well, this was the beginning. When society was still normal before Gunnar got a hold
See,
of it.
See, what I thought was the Gunner's Thunderdomes would come from the ground up and just surround an area.
Yeah.
And Casey would just like run to the V where it's starting to come up, and he'd just lie there while it just like slowly goes.
He's got his arms
scissored.
Yeah, he's like,
got his arms up doing the FPS slide like he's actually holding a rifle. Somehow slides like a solid 15 feet too, and you're just like, what? Yeah.
What? Oh, it's downhill.
Downhill in rain. He's so majestic. Yeah. Covered in shit.
All right, Matt. So what was your favorite episode? And if it's Thunderdome, pick your second favorite, because we've talked about that episode. We've talked about
it. No, I also have selfish reasons as to my favorite, the smoothies. That's what makes me.
Frozen treats and ethereal sheets.
That's my second favorite episode for sure.
Yep. Mostly for the smoothies. And dude, I get to fuck with Gunner in an episode. So, I mean, I win the most in that episode, honestly.
Smoothies?
I think you did. You fucked with Gunner and you had the other two just drugged out of their minds.
No. Regular smoothies. Time. Totally regular smoothies. Totes.
Totes. Okay. Wink. TM. I mean, I don't think spiking your friends is pretty chill, but I mean, fuck, if they're having a good time, man, let fucking boys be boys, like, you know.
It was fine.
Nope, still wrong, Ewan. Still super illegal.
It's just boys.
Things are only
boys,
illegal,
man,
if you're caught for them.
But yeah. Fucking incredible.
And I mean, who would have reported me? The guys on Vicodin? You can't trust those.
You can't. If any, you just can't.
I too thoroughly enjoyed that episode just because it just, like, how desperate Gunner got in that episode. Just like trying to come up with
anything. Because he couldn't shoot me.
Thwart Matt's plans. Yeah.
Right? That,
yeah,
that was the anti every other episode.
You were immune to Gunner's solutions, which is bullets.
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't come up with like iron bullets.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah, that was never thrown out there.
I bet I was waiting.
I bet he's got a gun at home that's got problem solver etched into one of the barrels.
Laser cut into it.
Oh man. I love every time he had any idea, we just threw it way out of proportion. He mentioned like carrying an iron talisman and we're just like, a suit of armor, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, I like how it just devolved. Instead of like coming up, it's like, oh, okay, iron bullets. It's like, nope, walking around in an iron suit of armor, covered in cream cheese, smelling like shit.
I always forget that that's what came of it. We covered him in cream cheese.
Because he was using it as deodorant, so we were like squeezing it into the actual suit, like into the creases.
Oh man, this is just degen shit, isn't it? Holy fuck.
He was crazy by the end of that. He definitely had to be crazier than you guys.
I think
he was running to the store and buying lead paint.
Yeah. I think that guy is at his own ward in our little floor.
I like that episode.
That's a pretty good one. Another one that I had, you know, I was like, are people going to love how much we get into smoothies in this episode? I don't know. But hey, they fucking loved it, dude.
I do want smoothies from time to time because of that episode.
Right?
Or like the cult episode. I was playing Age of Empires 2 the other day.
Yeah.
And you can kill sheep in there for food. And I was like, Gunner would be so proud.
I'd be proud. I don't think Gunner really cared that much about the sheep. That's just a thing from like going to work at 6 in the morning and then halfway through an hour of driving, there's just sheep being dickheads in the middle of the road and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
I don't think it mattered what the objective was. I think it was just like, I'm in a cult. This fucking
way. Yeah, right. Oh, man.
It's the second fastest way to climb to the top.
I love when Gunner's like, they get, you know, they get a bad rep. Cults get a bad rep.
Bad rep.
use words like cult and manifesto. Yeah. There's a reason, bud.
He was so dangerously close to just defending them.
Oh, man.
Like, realistically defending them.
He sounded like he was already in a cult and he had rehearsed the speech already to give to possible applicants. Or victims, I should say, really.
I did really like that episode. I didn't know how I felt about the end because you guys truly, like, you just juked so hard. I was not expecting
the
team up.
That's the only way it can end, with the movie ending that we keep trying to shoehorn in every episode. Casey being the lord of the sheep with sheep eyes. Oh my god. Perfect.
It's true. I'm also locked up in a government facility, so that's
well
not favorable.
Yeah, you know, you win some, you lose some.
Which episode did we win?
I don't think we've ever won.
I mean,
Gunner just
you could have won the last episode, if I'm honest.
Gunner wins a lot.
Like Gunner fucked up the last episode, I think, but
Cat tries to win them.
Oh no, I'm gonna be 100% honest. If Gunner didn't blow up the ship, I would have. And plus I'm the one that stated that Gunner did all that stuff and you guys ran with it, so
okay. Well, you could have walked away with a win.
I think I did win the last episode, if I'm being honest. Because while you guys are all like, oh my god, vampires, me kicking it back with my mojitos, my Mai Tais.
Mai Tais, by the way, which I've never seen you once drink.
When
in
have
your
we
life,
been on a cruise? So.
Fair exactly. enough.
He only drinks Fair them enough. Over salt water.
Exactly. You'd know this about me if you actually loved me.
Okay. Okay.
Everybody knows Mai Tais are native to cruise.
Jeez. Oh, man.
I'm going to be so let down if we actually go on a cruise and it just doesn't turn out anything
like
this.
Imagine if there's like no Mai Tais. I'd just be so, like, I don't even really care for that drink at all, but I will be furious if the bar is not
You
stopping.
Should just walk around the whole time and be like, you call this a cruise?
Where are the Mai Tais?
Still belligerently drunk.
Still fucking shit-faced.
I guess I'll just drink this swamp water.
And they're like, sir, drinking salt water drives you insane. Oh, does it? Does it, Steve? Does it? My name's...
You know what drives me insane? Not drinking Mai Tais.
My name's not Steve. Oh, classic Steve.
Name tag says Derek.
So you're scaring the children. Oh, am I? Am I, Steve?
Maybe if they had Mai Tais, they wouldn't be so scared.
Exactly, dude. Fucking idiots. Just get them steaming. Good parenting right there. Casey, what was your favorite episode?
My favorite episode. So I think Ignorance of Space and Sea was my favorite.
Of course.
You pirated a ship into a planet.
Yeah, I just... Oh, man. I got to just go 100% off the rails. I got to be a pirate. I got to crash a space station into a planet, which created like a weird pirate society.
Which you somehow, by the way, the one thing we never spoke about there was you somehow survived driving a ship nose first from space to Earth and blowing it up.
It's good airbags, man.
It's got fucking
I don't move. Science hasn't gone that far. Airbags can't do that. Well, I mean, in typical Ice Cream in Danger fashion, like we say something that we think is way funnier of a narrative than we did before, and then we just retcon shit like as we're saying it. So yeah, no, remember I got vaporized. And they're like, oh no, screw that. It's like he's back, and we're on pirate world now.
It was the eggs goop that protected you.
That's it. We shielded him in eggs goop.
That's why he kept eggs on the whole time. Right. Couldn't let him go. Right. He's like,
Ewan's
no, I owe this man my life.
Ewan's
juices saved your life. That is going on my very next t-shirt.
How many times has that been said in the world?
Six.
I hope it's never said again.
I hope it's never said again. Don't let that filth ever cross another man's lips. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Another episode that kind of holds a special place in my heart is episode 3, Big Brother and the Love Embargo.
Oh,
for multiple reasons. One, the part where like oh man, when Gunner's like, we got code 6969. And he just like throws like tear gas into a car.
Just, like, smash
or breaks the window. Yeah.
This is when Gunner was still playing like low-key authoritarian.
Yeah. Like. But more behind the scenes facts. It, like, so that's the episode where like when Gunner, Ewan, and I were talking about the show and kind of the direction in which we wanted to go. Because like episode one and two are so vastly different than just the crazy narratives that like we just come up with on the fly. But that was the episode that ultimately kind of sparked what we wanted to do, because like we just, Gunnar gave us this like a scenario and then we just went off the rails with it. We're like, when we look back at the other topics that we kind of talked about, like that's what stuck. That's what ultimately, when we were recording, we had the most fun doing and what people gravitated toward, like when we got feedback on the show. And like, yeah, I really like episode three because it was like an eye-opening experience, because it kind of just showed us ultimately like how we could have fun with the show and where we wanted to go. So
that was a great episode as well. And yeah, the behind the scenes stuff was, it really was just like the, oh shit, this works. This is what we're funniest doing. Saying that though, I will say there's a lot of cut stuff from episode one where we had a lot of fun, but
there's a lot of cut things. Yeah.
Too much fun.
There is a limit. We can have too much fun.
You know, when someone's like, oh, this is so fun, it should be illegal. It was that episode right there. I feel the FBI agent leaning over his chair with his shades down over his nose like, oh yeah, is that what you're doing right now, huh? And you think that's okay in society? Huh?
You think what you said was funny?
And oh, we did.
Bring in the black bag.
They've lived enough life. Get them out. This is what they
clear all records of their
this existence. Is what they chose to do with the gift of life. They weren't worthy. Take them out.
Men in Black show up, just wipe our parents' memory.
My dad is suddenly so much happier in life.
Oh, come on now.
He's like, no shitty Beyblade tournaments.
You gotta let that go, man.
Oh, man. That's another thing that got cut was the Beyblade stuff.
Some audio I'm kind of glad was lost. Trying to make you guys laugh with a story I've already told is the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
It was cut and I never heard it, so here's a chance.
The whole time I'm telling it, right, I'm like trying to get any reaction out of the two of them. Casey, I'm gonna, like, Mike is losing his shit, like, because he's never heard it. He's the only one who says anything the whole time. And it, because I'm trying to make them laugh so much, I elaborate all the details that I might, like, man, what did I forget before? Like, let's really try and juice it up and get the guys laughing.
I just remember you went on forever.
Holy fuck. It was like 15 uninterrupted minutes of me doing a shitty TED talk about Beyblades. And no one stopped me. And they were like, Casey and Gunnar, like, this is it. This is, you're nailing it, bud. And then I talked to Gunnar after. He's like, yeah, I didn't want to say anything because you were telling a story. I was like, what the fuck's sake, dude?
He was just so engrossed.
I haven't heard this story, dude. Though.
We'll tell it to you after the podcast. We're not doing this again.
I'm not living through it. Don't make me live through it again.
Tried spinning the light back over to you.
You're not tricking me, man.
At least two of us have heard this twice. And I know that I've heard this so many more times than that twice.
The funny thing is that actually sparked like the rule when we're like playing games with each other in Discord, where like we'll hit a weird topic or something and then people will start elaborating on it. I'm like, everybody, shut the fuck up. I'm writing this down. Stop talking about it.
It's like, you can't talk about this anymore. You can't talk about this anymore. We got to save it for when we're live, dude. It cracks me up, man. I like when one of us has like,
I mean, that's
like,
how
it still happens where we'll have like one of us will have a good idea and we're trying so hard not to elaborate on the idea because the topic's so much funnier when everyone's off the cuff.
Yeah. It's like, write it down in the Google Doc and shut up. Okay.
It's like, don't let Gunnar see it. Yeah.
I mean, that's how the Cosmic Dread episode happened with the Bob Ross paintbrushes. It's like me and Ewan were just kind of shooting the shit on Discord and there's like, stop talking. Stop talking now. Because, yeah, that's how we do all of the episodes is like we just have this idea and then we just ad hoc, ad lib, you know, the entire thing. Like everything is made up on the spot. So
I love the fact that the rest of the friend group just doesn't find anything overly odd about that behavior. Like you just have a hard cut on a conversation. Like,
yeah. In the middle of chat and everyone's just laughing at me and Casey just suddenly stopped talking and we're just like typing furiously in the background. Like I've got, and then it's just like, I was like, is everything okay? We're like, yeah, I've got next week's topic.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, what are you guys talking about? It's like, listen to the podcast. It'll be out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks from now, you'll be laughing with us.
Tell your friends. We need views or listens.
We need those cents. I think the, I think only once, right? Or like actually only twice, me and Casey have ever sat down and been like, we have nothing. Or we need to come up with something now because we're recording a podcast in like 3 hours.
You mean 3 minutes? Yeah.
Oh, man. We've got, holy fuck, we got some good ones for next season, though. I'm so amped. I don't care if anyone listens. I just want to talk about it.
Like what?
Next time on Ice Cream and Danger.
Yeah. So with the cliffhanger from our last episode, episode 10. So where we've done how many episodes now where we're like cuts to black credits. Ha ha ha. So with episode 10, we're going to pick up right where that one left off. But with another crazy situation thrown on top. So that should be fun.
That's going to be a recording nightmare, I can already tell.
See, I'm so excited because I have for episodes now. It was like after I had done the second one, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to be on this the same time Matt is. And then you basically gave that to me with the next episode. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, so the next episode we're gonna do five people. That's gonna be an editing nightmare, but you know what? With perseverance and alcohol, I think I can make it through.
I mean, wasn't there a bunch of people on the first one?
We had like eight people in the first ever.
again, Matt, too much fun. Yeah. Too much fun.
Yeah, but like a huge number of people were cut. Just because the sheer volume and editing and the content that was just too trashy. So.
I think trashy is a generous way to describe what was said in that. I mean, the whole episode.
How many minutes were dedicated to pissing and jeans?
Well, I mean, that's
guys.
The whole fucking episode.
Yeah, that is the episode, Catherine.
That's the shit. Yeah,
it's like the worst thing you guys talked about was pissing in jeans. It's like, oh, damn it. That was the episode.
Yeah, we talked about other things in that one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, like, and I spoke to some of my friends in the UK who were like, oh yeah, the new format is way better. Like, to like oh, we love this. And then he's just like, the pissing jeans is still pretty funny though. And I was like, haha, you fucking degenerates.
Yeah, like, so the thing is, like, people actually really love episode 1 and 2. And like, I like them as well. And it's just, but like that kind of just rough. I don't even know how to describe it. It's just like
fucking awful. To the point where when we're recording, I'm cringing sometimes. Listen to like, try not to interrupt the joke that's being said or something, but deep down I'm dying.
Yeah, it's too hard. Like, it's too hard to just kind of maintain that. Where it just, like, I don't know. It's such a hard balance to go that route and not be trashy and funny at the same time. So.
I think the problem is the internet and Reddit, while being vast, don't really have a whole spectrum of things
to
talk
about.
You always end up talking about very similar things. Well, yeah, but that can't be talked about at all.
I mean, just go to the Florida Man subreddit, Catherine. I mean, we could do that. That would just be...
It would be it again, though.
No, we can't do that, though.
That just can't be talked about.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, that so this is what we've made in 2019. So now we got some announcements. A lot of us have a vacation coming up. So we'll be traveling. And
what are those?
Way to depress the shit out of everybody, man. Really killing the energy here. But I also have some work stuff coming up, so I'll be traveling for that.
You don't.
I'm unemployed. This is what I do. I'm unemployed. But so there won't be any new episodes until mid-January, I'm thinking, for Ice Cream in Danger. But as soon as the holidays kind of die down and then traveling stops, we'll be right back at it making new episodes for everybody. So
I just knew you were about to say new shit.
Nope. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna post all of our old episodes in reverse order. So it looks like we're actually getting worse. So
don't even change the name. First one that comes out, episode.
Yeah, season two, Danger and Ice Cream. Unsubscribe.
I was like, oh man, Casey's done it again.
Yeah.
The ingenuity.
And they said they couldn't do it.
Yeah. They tried to stop him. They probably should have.
He's saved all the things that he's cut and he's just going to piece together episodes.
It'll just sound like an insane group of people. Like, I'm just going to like jumble up all the pieces. You guys ever see the movie Memento? It's going to be like that, but way worse. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I know it's not the typical format, and stay tuned for when we come back in January. We hope to bring you some good stuff. And I think I say for all of us, you know, thanks for sticking with us. And
we appreciate you.
And hopefully we make you laugh in 2020. So enjoy your holidays. And if you're traveling, be safe. We love all of our listeners and thanks for the support. Gunner, Mike, we love you.
I didn't say Gunner.
I didn't say Gunner either. He's not here to support me in my time of need.
If you're not on the podcast, you're dead.
I like how in one fell swoop, you guys just red-conned our audience. Like, all right, well, I guess we don't have to make a podcast anymore. Yeah. Nobody else is alive.
But for real.
Wow, even in a behind-the-scenes bonus episode, you guys still managed to kill them. All right.
But, thanks everyone for tuning in. Yeah. Fuck knows why you do, but we appreciate it.
Yeah, and that's what we appreciate you.
That's what we'll appreciate about you.
All right, so stay tuned for 2020. Thank you for listening to the Ice Cream in Danger podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show, and if you did, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and maybe even recommend us to a friend. If you have any weird topics or ridiculous situations you would want to hear us talk about, post it on the Ice Cream in Danger Twitter page. And don't miss the next episode of the Ice Cream in Danger podcast.